From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamist group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Tensions remain heated between Turkey and Russia following Turkey's shooting down of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syria border earlier this week. In an interview with CNN, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country would not apologize for downing the jet and said, quoting now, "Those who violated our airspace are the ones who need to apologize." Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Francis arrived at the University of Nairobi on his Popemobile, arriving through crowds that had waited for hours to see him. Kenya has declared Thursday a national holiday. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month. The Unification Ministry in Seoul said the talks will be in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A ministry spokesman said the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level December 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village, Panmunjom. This is VOA News.